Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. My name's Elvis and I'm here to let you know that Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is not safe for work. We are teachers at the end of the week and the end of our ropes, and we're going to talk about things and we want to be able to talk about them honestly, so we are using aliases, hence the Elvis. I'd like to give a quick shout out to all of our Patreon donors right now. It's a big list, so here we go. Let's start with a big thank you to Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Kara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony, Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and of course, Sarah N. If you are interested in becoming a Patreon of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, all you need to do is take $5 and go to Patreon, and you get access to all kinds of bonus content, extra episodes, stuff that you just normally don't get by listening to it for free. And also, you get to play Among Us with the host. You get a chance to be slaughtered by Bunny O'Hare. Ooh, she's really merciless. If you have a story you would like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram, Facebook, or go to our contact page of teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, send them to Ludlam Dramatics, where you can get all kinds of resources for your classroom, specifically theater education posters, everything covering the legacy road of Broadway. The legacy robe of Broadway, Lin-Manuel Miranda, how to live life dramatically, the rules of improv, parts of stage, and why the show must go on. Yep, Ludlam Dramatics, and you can get any of their stuff at ludlamdramatics.com. I'd also like to encourage everyone out there, if you like what you hear, not only can you join the Patreon, but just go ahead and just leave a 5-star review. Talk about it. So we have some trolls out there that really don't like liberal teachers, and so just anything you can put to kind of counteract them, that would help a lot. Well, I hope you guys are doing okay. We're just back from Thanksgiving, about to start that crazy 3-week period between this and winter. So hold on to your hats, folks. Here comes episode 62. Enjoy. I'm ready to invest. And our, yeah, everything. It's just one of those things. The house is old. Who knows how old the oven and above the oven microwave are, because they are definitely kind of getting with
one mouth.
Anyway, so let's get this thing started. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. And with me today, I am joined by Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Oh, yes.
Hey, oh, are you feeling okay? Is your throat scratchy?
No, yeah, I'm good. I'm just...
You're not allowed to get sick. It's against the rules. And also with me today is Turd Ferguson.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's how you always sound. Your years of working at Denny's overnight. And returning back to the podcast, we have Miss Lucille Lane. Hello. And also Miss Shirley Temper.
Ain't no party like a Liz Lemon party, because a Liz Lemon party is mandatory.
All right. Well, guys, we survived Thanksgiving. Everyone's here. I'm not ready to be back. I'm not ready to start school back. I was looking at like my calendar, and there's 3 weeks, like 3 weeks of teaching. And I know just traditionally coming back from a holiday, the first half of the week, nothing really gets done. And the week before Christmas or the winter break, nothing gets done. And so I'm trying to get myself hyped up to come up with like digital lesson plans for 3 weeks. And I ain't feeling it at all. And I know just from how virus spreads and trends and all of that, if there is a huge outbreak, and I think there will be Thanksgiving holidays, it's not going to hit until the week before Christmas or like once winter holidays have started. And at that point, we'll all just kind of be there. So I really think most of us are not going to be going back to school in the new year. I think eventually we will, but no, I think it's going to be,
I do too, and I have been preaching this for a while. Like, it's going to get you. I mean, yeah. By the time people figure out that, like, the bulk of the meetings of families during, you know, this week finds out that they are all sick, they've already started all over again with Christmas.
And it's also the shopping season, and I know a lot of us have moved to buying everything online. But I drove past like one of the huge malls yesterday, which was Saturday, and of course.
course, it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend or whatever. And it, I mean, it wasn't completely packed, but it was like a heavy, heavy, like it, there weren't parking spots. You saw cars driving around circling. And I don't imagine there's a lot of, you know, social distancing in there. And I'd like to think the stores are good about enforcing masks, but that's a lot of people in a small space with like all their family members, and people are going to be doing that all the time now. People want to go out now because they're sick of being in this week and they're tired of eating Thanksgiving leftovers already.
I don't think that we'll be digital on my campus. I just don't. Yeah. You know, like I was saying, there was an outbreak in our front office, and at least 9 to 10 people just in the front office alone had to quarantine right before Thanksgiving. And that doesn't include, there was like 3 or 4 science teachers, there was a math teacher, and numerous students, and they don't even contact trace in my district. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. I've reached the point, y'all, where I'm just like, can I please be exposed so I can like stay home and be safe? Doesn't that suck?
That sucks.
But I hear you though. This week waking up, I was like, okay, it's Sunday. And I was like, but I have to go to work tomorrow. I need to start getting my And it kind of was like drawing the shades on the day. I shouldn't feel that way. Usually, like, I come back from a holiday, like, I might be a little tired or a little hungover, but I feel somewhat refreshed. I don't really feel that refreshed after this holiday. I don't feel like my bucket was filled up or emptied or whatever it needs to happen to it.
Am I the only one who gets, like, nightmares starting before, like, 2 days before you're going back?
Because, oh, no.
Oh, okay, good.
Not even a little. Because
I've been having sound sleep since, you know, the beginning of the break, and then, you know, Saturday night, sure enough, you know, boom, starts the first what I refer to as workmares. And I'm certain I'll have one tonight, too. But I'm just like, okay, I'm done with this shit.
No, I'm not having that, but I'm having just general issues sleeping where I might fall asleep. Even if I take like melatonin or like a bottle of bourbon or whatever it takes to get me out, I'll wake up at like 2:30 or 3 or 4 just wide awake. I'm like, well, shit, today is
starting. That reminds me. I need to set my alarm. Turn my alarms back on. I totally forgot. That would have sucked.
Yeah. No, I don't get those kind of like, you know, nightmares or whatnot, but I get the blues, like bad, like to the point where I'm just like feeling heartbroken because I have to go back to work. I mean, am I the only one? Like, I don't get anxiety. It's just pure blues.
I used to get that during at the end of summer vacation. Like, I'd be cool in like June, and then in July, once I'd start seeing like the little displays going out in grocery stores, then I would just get down. I'm like, no, I've got several weeks. You don't do this to me. It's not supposed to happen yet. But I don't think I ever really felt it on a holiday before where I was like, oh, we're going back to this. And man, this year is just tough, y'all. There has been a bit of a sea change. I feel that in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've seen a lot more people not bitching about masks and wearing them correctly, and a lot more calls saying, why is this political? You should just wear a mask because why do we want to spread this? Rosie might have posted something. It was like, you know, the same people who complained about masks are the same people who complained loudest about having to shut down work because no one was wearing masks.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear you say that because I had to go out yesterday and run a couple of errands, and I was in at least one store where the people that I saw not wearing any kind of face covering were the employees. And I was like, maybe they want to get sent home. Like, maybe they want to get sick.
Oh my God, you guys, I totally forgot to tell you. So I was in the Kroger, which is classier than the Walmart, you know, and I'm with my youngest, my bebe, and we are, you know, socially distanced in line. We've got our cart, and the dude in front of me has a Blue Lives Matter t-shirt with AK, I don't know what machine gun number it is. Sure. All, you know, like crossed on the arm, and he doesn't have a mask on, and he's making some snarky comments to the has to be 70, 80 year old checker lady who's wearing a mask. She said, you know, sir, we need you to wear a mask. And he was like, okay, sheep. Like, he says that to this sweet old lady. And of course, you know me. I am not a nice person when you make me mad. And I can't, I know, but the idea of this 40-year-old white man trying to like bully this sweet old lady for doing her job, I was ready. And I'm death glaring him and he catches my eye and I'm like, say something. Oh, it's on, it's on, it's on. And my daughter points to him and goes, what's the matter with that guy? Is his brain not working?
Wow.
Nice. Beautiful. No.
You raised her right.
I did. And I died laughing. I didn't correct her. She was pointing. I mean, the epitome of like what we're not supposed to do as polite adults. I did not correct her. I was like, I don't know. That's an excellent question. And she saved his life because I was ready. Over the weekend, one of my teacher friends, who is just super awesome, he is, you know, one of us, he's one of our people, he said, hey, this didn't happen to me, but this happened to one of my teacher friends at the school that I work at. And he posted, you know, he blacked everything out. He goes, my teacher friend got this message from a parent, and he opened it up and said, as a teacher, what would you do? And this is the message that this parent sent his teacher friend. How dare you not answer any messages? I get it, it's Thanksgiving break, but not all of us celebrate the holidays that you celebrate. Virtual learning is different, and teachers need to be aware of this and be available at all caps. Times. I expect a response by this evening, or I will be contacting the administration building first thing Monday morning.
Yeah, the best part is, yeah, good luck contacting admin over Thanksgiving break, because, you know, they're going to respond
to you. Notice how they said I'll contact admin
Monday.
Yeah. Hours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all I could do is just laugh at the audacity. Did they really think that would work?
I have no idea. You know, and my whole thing is I have a really bad temper, and I work on it, and it's a struggle. I know, you would never know that about me.
No.
But I'm also, anytime I get something like that, something that I've learned to do, and this is what I would have done. It's not the exciting like response, but I would have done nothing. I would have just forwarded it straight to my assistant principal, and I've been like, hey, I'm not replying to this. I'm sending this to you. If they want to contact you, that's fine. I wouldn't email that parent. I wouldn't do anything because I don't trust myself. And sometimes the best thing that you can do professionally is to just push it up the line to somebody who makes more money than you, and it protects your butt. And also, it's really one of the most passive aggressively fantastic things you can do when they're like, you will respond to this, or I'm going to send a mean message. Okay, I will not respond to you.
I'm blown away. I think of that. There's a scene in Mad Men where Don Draper's in the elevator with someone, and the guy looks at Don Draper and he's like, you know, I feel sorry for you. And Don Draper just looks at him and says, I don't think of you at all.
Uh-huh.
He says that to Pete. What was the quote? Like, not all of us celebrate the same holiday. Well, then some of us still do. So back off, first of all. After I would reply in that manner, I would say, have a blessed week. Here's the superintendent's number. You're welcome.
Bunny?
I have so many thoughts. First among them.
I love bunny thoughts.
First among them being the thing that kind of we already said about, you know, this person obviously understands the concept of business days and business hours. I am contracted to work X number of days. I am not contracted to be at work right now, so sorry about you. As many kind of disagreements philosophically as I've had with some of my admin over the years, I've been very fortunate to have admins who are proponents of maintaining a work and home balance. And when it's the weekend, and not expecting us to be on call 24/7, and in fact have said, don't check your email this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably, if I even looked at my email, just forward it to my principal and say, I'll respond to this on Monday. Reasonably certain they would back me up on that because, yeah, we're contracted to work a certain number of days. The pandemic has not changed that. I'm not going to be on call 24/7 unless you want my pay to reflect that I'm on call 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Word. I had students who actually sent me emails over the break asking if I could get their grades for their late work taken care of so that they would have a better grade. And I'm assuming that basically got them from not being grounded. So, yeah, I'm going to spend my time working my ass off so that you can, you know, turn in late work whenever the hell you want. And I have to pick up that. No, I'm done with that shit.
Nope. This is from Reddit user Justin Deuterino. After going over my plans and accommodations and videos and explanations and deadline extensions and all the other things I do just to get my students to pay attention and do their work, I had a thought. I wish school was this easy when I was a kid. We are playing games and showing videos with crazy production value and using online games for remediation and accepting basically any work at any time during the marking period. Mm-hmm. Students are never expected to work hard or memorize or do any of those boring lessons that help build their foundation so they can do more challenging projects later. As a seventh grade teacher, I can't teach the fun stuff because more than half of my class is reading below grade level. How can we discuss author's technique if students don't even know what an adverb is? How can we discuss mood or tone if they can't comprehend an entire paragraph, much less a chapter or whole novel? How can we discuss theme when they can't synthesize information? Maybe I'm just an old crank, but I remember school being actual work. Teachers were not jumping through hoops, which I've done before quite literally, to get us to pay attention. School wasn't a place for us to go to be entertained. It was our workplace. There were fun times and social aspects to it, but nothing like nowadays. We are throwing information and education at these kids. It bounces off them like Superman. Anyone else noticing this?
Mm-hmm. You're not the only one.
Yeah. We've been told to lighten the load, to make it easy, make it more fun, make it more engaging. And I don't know. It's not working.
No.
But I don't. But here's the other thing. I don't think school needs to be a drag. I don't think school needs to be miserable. I don't think it needs to be like super hard work. I don't think people need to do billions of worksheets. I know some of us, that's what school was. And I know even up to like 5 or 6 years ago, a lot of kids like, here is your packet of worksheets. You need to do 4 a day. I'll see you at the end of the week. It doesn't need to be like that. And it shouldn't be like that. But still right now where everyone's making the jump and leap to try to make it entertaining and fun and kids aren't doing the work, it's like, well, what the fuck? Here, just go do 100 worksheets. Why am I putting the energy into it? Bunny?
I keep thinking of that meme from the movie Gladiator with Russell Crowe standing in the arena being like, are you not entertained?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like sometimes. But is it maybe like a pendulum swing thing where school was so, you know, rote memorization in so many ways when we were growing up? Like, I still remember a song that I had to make up to memorize a list of prepositions in sixth grade or whatever. Like, it was so focused on memorize and spout it back up that maybe the pendulum has swung so far the other direction that I wonder at times if we're not doing enough of that. Like, there are certain things that do help to just have them memorized so that you can immediately cough it back up, like your times tables. So I think it's a matter of like needing to find a balance. I think keeping the students interested and engaged is good, but I think we also still need to be teaching them that I'm not here for your entertainment.
Exactly. Lucille?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I'm not here for your entertainment. And you know, I feel like, and I'm sure you would agree, it is expected now to be just so engaging and having, you know, the best lessons. But what about the ones at work? Now, if you know you don't know something until you can teach it to somebody else, why can't they use that creativity to build on their knowledge to be able to present or teach somebody else? I totally get exactly what's going on here, but what works, works. And I think if all of the planning and the work and the entertaining is on our shoulders, then it's just like, well, what good did that do?
But the thing is, there's been alternatives. I think there has been pull-off movements. There's all kinds of private schools. Like, we do not just do worksheets. There's a big unschool movement. I don't know if any of you are familiar. I've worked with a few unschools, and it's definitely, it's kind of cool. It's just a different way of doing it, but it's not for everybody. And when we're doing public school, we're trying to teach the most amount of students almost at the same time. Can't really do a fine tailored thing, but maybe through the advent of having lots of online alternatives, people can find the niche that works best for them.
They're going to get to a college at some point in time where there is just a old school professor that is still just in the all lecture all the time mode, and they're not going to know what to do with themselves. Of course, I'm saying this presumptively because some of them may not even make it into college if they are not being challenged enough as it is and just decide not to go that route. I don't know.
Is it just me, or is like the pushback with kids with critical thinking? It's like they don't want to do it or they can't do it. Sometimes I can't tell the difference.
I think it's like Turd was saying, where there's a pendulum, because for a while, like, no, kids need to be able to think critically. We need to do that. But a lot of kids are, it's too hard or it's a lot of work. And it is hard. It is challenging. Some things work best a certain way. There might be some ways where rote memorization is honestly the best practice, but that's not going to work for all topics and all subjects. But critical thinking is something that I think the lack of teaching it lately, and maybe for the last couple of decades in some areas of the country, have caused it where all of a sudden, if you are thinking critically, you're liberal or you're challenging it or you're fighting it. And it's like, no, we're thinking.
We got notified on Friday before being gone for a week. So, you know, we had no time to ask questions or anything, that we're going to be implementing a new schedule situation starting as soon as we get back. And it's going to involve every Wednesday basically being a study hall day. And it's going to be.
What's the thought process behind that? Is this to get the kids online caught up?
We have so many kids who are so far behind and missing so much work, failing multiple classes, that this is supposed to be a way to give them time to get caught up and allow teachers to pull kids for tutorials or...
And for the record, it doesn't work. We do that anyway.
Yeah,
because right now the kids have more time than they've ever had in the history of mankind to do schoolwork. And giving them even more, I don't think, is going to encourage them to get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be great if it worked. I think I like the idea. But I think without having butts in seats with someone going, are you working? Are you working? Are you working?
Well, even at that,
they're not going to have.
Even at that, what's going to stop a kid from just blowing off their work? Anyway, so Wednesday is the study hall day. Blowing off their work on Monday and Tuesday and being like, well, I have all day Wednesday to do it, so I'll just do it.
Exactly.
Or B, like, even if you are standing over, because we have about 2/3 to 3/4 of ours in person right now. Even if you are standing over the kid going, did you do your work? Did you do your work? I can't force them. I can stand there and tell them and remind them and encourage them and try to help them and, you know, try all those tricks that we know, but I can't make a kid do work if they shut down and refuse.
Very few things that we can do you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Anyway, hey guys, guess what? We have a Patreon.
We do.
Right. We have a Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you can get lots of access to extra bonus content from Teacher Needs a Drink podcast, all kinds of extra episodes, interviews, and you can play Among Us with the host, which is kind of fun because we get to kill each other and you can kill us.
Try it.
And also, if you're looking for a gift for that special someone but don't want to go into one of those disease-ridden stores, go to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast and you can buy like a shot glass or a koozie or something great for your own children. I think your own kids at home could use a Teacher Needs a Drink shot glass or beer koozie. Just saying. Walking down a city street on a warm, sunny afternoon. You are in a great mood, but in an instant, everything changes. The sky turns an ominous shade of purple, the darkening clouds churn as the wind increases, and the temperature drops 20 degrees. You hear strange noises, almost as if unseen people are moaning in the distance. You smell something acrid that you've never smelled before. The strangers around you start to get nervous, and a few begin to panic. Then, a person suddenly appears in front of you, looks directly in your eyes, and says, "Come with me now. There's no time to discuss what's happening. You just have to trust me." Do you follow this person? Bunny?
I don't know. Like, honestly, have no... It might depend on, like, if I was with somebody. Like, do I get to... Am I walking with someone? Do I get to bring my friend with me? Do I... I don't know.
Shirley, what would you
Hell
do?
Hell no.
You wouldn't go with him?
No, I don't know him. Unless they drop some weird knowledge where clearly they're from the future or they're a superior, like, alien being. You know, you got to prove it. You got to, like, show me what you're working with before I'm just going to be like, okay, let me just walk with a stranger. Nah.
But there's no time to think.
They don't get me.
Turd, what about you?
I'm going with Shirley on this. I don't know who the hell you are unless you have... Is it an alien? Can you show me some kind of symbol? He's got a Vulcan ear? I don't know.
A monolith in Utah? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucille, you're always going for the adventure. Please tell me.
I think I would go because... I mean, yes. Look around you. If you got all these weird things happening, I might as well take my chances with somebody who tells me that they're going to save me than, like, die from whatever is just about to happen.
Yeah.
Because it does not sound good, right? The smell, the sky turning, and I'm in the middle of the street somewhere. I'm going.
I'm with Lucille. I'm getting out of there. It's kind of like, okay, something's going crazy. This person looks like they know what's going on. I'm going to follow them for a little bit. Now, I have no problem ditching their ass in a second. But right then, I think I would be like, they seem to know something I don't. And I've watched enough horror movies to know. Yeah, I'm going wet.
You're going to get probed.
As long as it's for science, I'm all right.
Friends, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I know times are tough right now, but please take care of yourself. Make sure you are taking time for self-care with yourself, your family, people around you. Put the oxygen mask on yourself before tending to others. Please, this is not the time to get beat down and broken. We have another small break coming. Just hold on. It's only 3 weeks, 2.5 by the time this comes out. So I'd like to thank my guests that were with me today, Miss Lucille Lane. It was wonderful hearing from you again.
Wonderful being back.
I'm happy you were. And Mr. Turd Ferguson, it was wonderful hearing you.
Was it, though? Thank you for having me.
Oh. And Miss Bunny O'Hare, I'm glad you are here with us.
It was a pleasure to be back.
And Miss Shirley Temper, what you got?
You take a hot dog, stuff it with some jack cheese folded in a pizza. You've got cheesy blasters. And then all the kids say, thanks, Meat Cat. And then Meat Cat flies away on his skateboard.
You got cheesy blasters.
You know it.
What was that from? Mm-hmm.
30 Rock.
All right, my friends. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers. All right, my friends, I'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics. If you have a story you'd like to share with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook or send us a message to the contact page of our website. You can also join Patreon and be one of our Patreons for as little as $5 to get bonus contact and just, chat and message us directly whenever you want. And we respond. It's kind of cool. Anyway, I'd like to thank my host today, Miss Shirley Temper, Miss Lucille Lane, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and Mr. Turd Ferguson for all their help, as well as Miss Priscilla, who's by my side as I do all of this. Thank you, my friends. Please take care of yourselves. And hey, if you want to help us out a little bit, make sure you leave a 5-star review, counteract those trolls, and you can also buy a gift for someone in your life from the Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast website. All right, my friends, take care of yourselves. We got like 2 more weeks until winter break. We can do this. Deep breaths. I'm not going to put that in the podcast. I'm probably going to
cut my boob story.
I put it in the Patreon.
It was an excellent story.
Now, I cut the boob story and the story, but I put the other two anecdotes and... And no, there's like 12 minutes on Patreon. That's the boob story with the porn music.
Yeah, that was you.
It,
so. I did not ask for the porn music. I just want to put that out there.